Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain.
I know it sounds like Elvis, but it's not. It's Terry Stafford.
You keep
welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the work of my book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. We have a great visit with our good friend Terry Neese, President, CEO, and Founder of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, IEEW.org. We hope you'll check that out, folks, and you'll learn more about the Peace Through Business initiative that she and her organization have put through to help empower women in Rwanda, Africa, and Afghanistan to become entrepreneurs. Like 500 women now, is that right?
Yes, graduated over 500 women.
And I've seen the faces of many of these folks, of these ladies and gentlemen, and I'm telling you, the thing that just strikes me when I see them is are the smiles. I've never seen entire faces racked with a smile, a grin, like these women are. It's like they're not only having fun, but it's like they've never found more joy in their life.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, our theme for this year, Jim, is 10 years of global impact.
Yeah.
That's our theme for our 10th year. And we truly have had a global impact on these women, and the women have had an impact on their families and their communities and their country. And our 10th year, we've got some pretty exciting things we're going to do. We're going to take a delegation of Americans over to Rwanda in March, because as you know, we teach January through March
right.
in those countries.
Right.
What do you got to do to get on that
plane?
Just tell us that you want to go.
I want to go.
We're willing to pay for the trip and spend probably 10 days over there. We are putting together a gorilla trekking trip while we're there, and we'll visit a lot of the women's businesses, and we'll select the top 15 women that will come to the United States.
So are you going to do any training while you're over there? Are you going to take people who can teach while they're there?
No, what our real purpose over there this time is, we're trying to open a women's business center,
right,
similar to what the small business
we have 108 of those in America.
States. Yep. And so we have an agreement with the city of Kigali, city Rwanda, that they will let us have space in their city hall. And we hope to cut the ribbon on the new Women's Business Center
wow.
in Kigali City Hall.
Boy, wouldn't that be
And we're working with Rotary International to hopefully supply a grant that would actually furnish that Women's Business Center.
Wow.
So it would be an area where the women can come and network, talk, learn.
You know I'm a Rotarian, don't you?
You know, I'm so glad to know that.
I have been for 25 years. I might be, if you need any help, I know a couple of folks.
Yeah, we are obviously bringing in, we're bringing in Rotary clubs from other parts of the country to
absolutely.
Help us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah,
you need to find
you can find partners in America. I've done this in South America. I've formed partnerships with American clubs and South American clubs to bring medical supplies to South America.
Yeah,
we'll
talk about that.
With matching funds from Rotary International.
Exactly, yeah. And that's what we're doing here in Oklahoma City. It's originating out of Oklahoma City.
Right.
Oklahoma City Rotary. Actually, Club 29 in Oklahoma City is the largest Rotary club in the world.
And let me tell you something, folks. Let me tell you the beautiful part about Rotary. When Rotary gets involved, 100% of the money goes to the cause.
Yes,
no,
that's right.
No administration, especially if it's club to club. If your club sends $1,000 to a club in some other part of the world, every nickel of that is collected by a volunteer and put out into the need 100%. Zero administration.
That's that's right.
By the way, can I stick another thing here? I have to take this opportunity. Ladies and gentlemen, Rotary International has eradicated polio in the Western Hemisphere and almost in the world. And do you know where the only place that there's any kind of a hot zone for polio right now in the world? It's in Afghanistan, in the conservative parts of that.
Yes,
because
that's right.
They shoot people. They have shot people for trying to inoculate children.
Yes, that's correct.
And the Taliban have, ladies and gentlemen, have shot AIDS.
How unfortunate is that?
It just makes you sick. I'm only bringing this up because this is a kind of ignorance that you decide to take on with your program. And to be able to defeat that is amazing.
And it's been so rewarding, Jim, to see the growth with these women entrepreneurs and the steadfastness that they have generated for their family.
Mm-hmm.
And the education they receive from us through Northwood University, they provide our curriculum. And they'll all be here again. We'll have 30 women from Afghanistan and Rwanda here in the United States in July. And our big summit and our graduation from the program will be July 22nd, 2016. Everybody save the day. Come to Dallas.
Yeah.
Yes, in Dallas.
Yep.
And I'm inviting the First Lady of Afghanistan and the First Lady of Rwanda to come and be our commencement speakers.
All right. That sounds like fun. Okay, so give us the website again.
IEEW.org.
And folks can go there. Can they contribute? Can they contribute to what
they can
doing?
Donate. The very first thing you're going to see that comes up on the right-hand side is a donate button.
There you go, folks. $10, $20, $25. Folks,
it.
I promise you, it'll make you feel better. You'll be doing a really good thing. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.